What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That was Smasher Pass. Shout out to Steve. Smasher Pass brought to you by Boot Creek Wagyu. Casey's Best Steaks now with two locations, 95th and Nall and 135th and Metcalf. Shawnee Mission Ford as well. On a mission to do more online at ShawneeMissionFord.com.
I'll give you credit for the horseradish. I mean, like on cheesesteaks, the more I'm thinking about it, I'm like, are you doing a horsey sauce from Arby's on that cheesesteak? See, I would do the horsey sauce from Arby's on the cheesesteak, but you're like, no, just straight horseradish. I'm like, that's a hell of a play, man. I like that a lot.
That's like horseradish.
Yeah. It's like horseradish, man.
That's like horseradish.
Nah, man, it gives that a bite.
Yeah.
You know? Gives you that nice little sting in your nostrils. But it is Chiefs and Philadelphia this Sunday at 3:25. If you're ever going to start that revenge tour, this seems like a good one to start it at on Sunday in Arrowhead against the Philadelphia Eagles at 3:25. Again, you can hear all that action here on 96.5 The Fan, Briscoe's pregame, Chiefs Radio Network pregame, then the game itself with Mitch, Danen, and Kling all on the call, and then the postgame again will be Josh Briscoe as well, who joins us all the time, every week on this show. Coming up a little bit later today, we'll have Nate Taylor, ESPN's Chiefs insider, plus we'll have Golden Locks because there's a golden game tonight with Washington and Green Bay. Should be a fun one tonight to get your football week started. Obviously, you get the little off day on Friday. Then we get Tennessee, Georgia, Mac squad going up against Kirby Smart. And then Sunday, the slate of football continues, and it's a big one on Sunday for the Chiefs because, you know, you have a chance to send the Eagles packing at a 1-0 record. You get to come completely redeem yourself with the loss in the first week of the season, a divisional loss. And get to 1-1 and then have a game in New York on Monday Night Football. So you get another, you think about it, your schedule's kind of heavy at the front, but there's a lot of off days between what you're going to play. Because you play Sunday, then you'll have that next week off and play Monday. Obviously, you'll have the travel day, but you played last Friday, came back home. You've had the whole week to regather yourself, and hopefully there's a different outcome in this Sunday's game.
Well, what I think is also interesting, you know, going into this kind of week two, if you will, is that I think we're going to learn a lot more about every team in the league this week. This is I don't want to call it moving week or anything like that, but, you know, week one is kind of a fallacy for everybody. You're not really sure what you're looking at. You only have one, you know, example to take, you know, the stock in. You'll start to see, I think, more. We'll start to kind of understand maybe who's a team that's alive, who's a team that's dead. Like, I think it's an interesting game and an interesting weekend for Detroit, like kind of finding out where they are as an organization. I think tonight's an interesting game too, because if Washington goes out there tonight and gets destroyed by Green Bay, which is very possible, again, we're basing it on week one. Week one doesn't matter, but that's the only thing we have to work on. If Washington goes out there and gets run out of Green Bay by the Packers, what are we saying tomorrow morning about Washington? Because they didn't play great against the Giants, and then they go up there and they get beat up by the Packers. You're looking at a team right now, you're going, wow, maybe they have that sophomore slump hangover going on.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think it's obviously a huge game for them, for Washington, but also like that you could flip the narrative too. Like, what are we going to say about Green Bay?
Yeah, right.
You know, Green Bay goes out and gets Micah Parsons. Everyone goes, whoa, that could have just changed the whole aspect of the team, because last year Green Bay was a bell of the ball for a lot of people, fell short. They seem to have a good receiving core. Jordan Love seems to be the guy behind, you know, manning everything, had a good game in week one against Detroit. And obviously Josh Jacobs still there as well. Like, what are we saying about Detroit or Green Bay?
Yeah.
Are they now a favorite in the NFC? Is it?
What if they go out there and lose too, you know?
Right. And that's the thing too. It's like, if Washington does it, all right, same old Washington. They're going to challenge Philadelphia for the NFC East. Mm-hmm. And then if Philadelphia, if they see Washington win tonight, how much surge does that give for, you know, like a team like Philadelphia? Okay, hey, Washington, they're 2-0. We've got to win this game to keep, you know, close, even though it's a non-conference opponent. It's an AFC opponent, but still, like, to me, it's crazy how these two teams have flipped the way they're going to play each other, because the last time the Chiefs lost in the Super Bowl to Philadelphia, Philadelphia came to Kansas City, Nick Sirianni, you like that,
blank Chiefs right, fans? Yeah.
And it was like, okay, they had an edge, they wanted it. Now you've flipped it. Now you've lost to Philadelphia in the Super Bowl. You're playing them again at Arrowhead, and you have a chance to kind of revive yourself against that team that actually waxed you in front of the entire world in New Orleans.
I can't believe Nick Sirianni's a Super Bowl winning coach. I really can't. Like, when you just said that to me right there, yelling at the fans, and I'm thinking to myself, that's a guy who normally does that. Like, if you're a coach and you do that, you're pretty much fired, right? Like, when the season's over, they look at you and they go, you're an idiot. You can't be the face and the leader of an organization, so you need to kind of move on. You need to go somewhere else. You need to find a different line of work. And somehow he survived all of that and survived the fact that he yelled at fans and it was going bad there in Philadelphia, and found a way to bring this team back and win a Super Bowl. I just can't believe him and Andy Reid are tied at two games apiece in this series.
All right, Bob, here's your guy, Steve and George, I believe, on the line. Is that what we got here? Steve, George, both with us? Hello. Hello, hello.
You got George on the line. Can you hear me?
I got you, George. How are you?
Bob, I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Doing outstanding. Is this right? You're putting on a volleyball tournament called the George Brett Volleyball Showdown, and you're going to be playing against professional volleyball players? I can't wait to watch this.
Shirtless.
Yeah, I'm playing against them, and I'm going to beat their ass.
Is this going to look? Are you going to be out there looking right, like Maverick and Goose, not just right, shirtless?
No, I've retired from every sport but golf. Mm. After playing pickleball and having knee surgery a week later, about 5 years ago, I decided I've had enough of sports, and golf is the only thing I will ever play again. But Stevie came in town, his childhood friend. I've known him since we were like 5 years old. He's a year younger than me, and good friends with his older brother, who I went to kindergarten through high school with. And he became a really good volleyball player, and he came in to visit this summer and said, hey, I did this tournament in Newport Beach or someplace last year with a bunch of Olympians, and it was a big hit. Let's see, I want to put one on here. And so we went and looked at the venue, and the next thing you know, after him deciding to do it, he says, yeah, I got a great name for it too, George, the George Brett Invitational. So that's what I'm doing.
So you're just there kissing babies and shaking hands.
I can't wait.
So you're,
I can't wait to see it.
You're not playing though, right?
No.
Hell no, I'm not playing, Bob.
Okay, good. I'm just making sure, because I would have loved to see you go against the... It says 24 pros and 7 Olympians, too, that are going to be out there. Steve, tell us who you're bringing into town, and tell us who you are.
Lifelong friends with George. I played on the AVP tour for 19 years when it first got involved, when it first evolved. And I've been kind of... you know, not involved in the volleyball community that much. And then I started talking to the younger players, and I said, well, I got to promote some events for you guys. You're not playing every week. So we're instead of doing two-man tournaments, it's four-man tournaments. So it's four people on the court. It's way more exciting. It's these guys are phenomenal. I got Chase Budinger, who went to the Olympics 2 years ago. Andy Benesh is playing, who went to the Olympics. Phil Dahlhauser, who was 2016 gold medalist, or 2008, and then I got Trevor Crabb. Taylor Crabb was a Olympic player, so it's all coming together. The girls are really good. They're all the top girls in the AVP tour. Carly Lloyd went to the Olympics in 2020, so it's a good group. It's very exciting. It's not only really great volleyball, it's entertainment. You don't have to understand volleyball to watch it.
And it sounds like you guys are going to have a lot of fun. There's going to be shoulder to shoulder with thousands of fired up fans. There's going to be like a live DJ. We know George will be in the beer garden, food trucks, exclusive merchandise you can get, and the energy of an event like this. What can fans expect to see from a place like this?
Well, it's the whole vibe down there is really cool. You got a bunch of people down there. There's great volleyball. Like you said, there's music, there's food. You bring your young kids down there. There's other volleyball courts down there to play on. Some of the pros will go down there in between their matches or go hang out with the kids or the parents that want some instruction and stuff. So it's like just a really good volleyball vibe down there. And the kids come free, so we charge, and charity is for the kids, so it goes to For the Kids, charity that's a local charity in Kansas City.
Good charity, yes.
So it goes to, all the proceeds go there. So it's something that Kansas City has never seen. I really encourage people to go down there and bring their kids and watch what really goes on there. Until you see it, you'll understand it.
You know, you brought up a good charity, Steve, with the For the Kids. I've just recently, in the last couple of weeks, found out a lot about what they do and a lot about the resources that they can provide to people. Can you kind of just talk about that charity that you guys are supporting?
No, George can do that.
Okay, George?
No, I've known. I played in Kevin T. You know Kevin Timmons?
I don't know, but I know some of the people
he's the guy that I play in his golf tournament every year, and Tom Watson plays in it. He's had, oh my God, the funny golf commentator, the English guy. What's his name?
David Faraday.
David Faraday.
David's been there before, and I've gotten to know David through Tom and through Kevin at his golf tournament. I think his golf tournament's like October 5th or October 6th.
It's coming up fast, yeah.
This year. Yeah, it's coming up fast. I'm going to play in that again. But I was just really impressed with what they did. When Steve was looking for a charity, of course, there are so many charities in town, and I've been involved with ALS. And all of a sudden it was, a friend of mine mentioned For the Kids, and I said, yeah, that would be great because I'm really a fan of Kevin Timmons. So we opted to go with Kevin this year.
Awesome. That's fantastic. All right, George, before we let you guys get out of here, you going to the game on Saturday or on Sunday?
No, I'm not. I will be in the comfort of my basement, probably watching it on the big screen TV.
That's the way to do it, isn't it?
My kids all go. Jim and Steve, Steve's brother Jim's in town from Hermosa Beach. He came in for volleyball tournament. So I'm entertaining them. They're not going to go to the game, but they're going to go out and tailgate with my kids.
Very good.
they want to see an Arrowhead.
Well,
they want to see an Arrowhead tailgate.
Well, have them come
and
by
my
the bus.
Kids put We've on got the best tailgate ever.
Well, we tell them to come by the bus. I'll get in touch with Jackson. We have people from Italy coming in from this game for their second Chiefs game.
No, you don't.
Yes, we do.
Where do you park at, Bob?
We're in Lot G on the west side of the stadium. On the median there. There's the road that kind of goes in between the two stadiums. We're always there. It's a red school bus, has Chiefs on the side. You'll see Ralph out there. He drives the bus, and all of us will be there by, I don't know, 10 o'clock probably. The gates will open about 10:30. We'll go in. We'll be right there. So send everybody over the bus. These folks came in from Italy.
They will. My kids tailgate just west of the football stadium, just west of it.
Okay.
Steve, so they're in the parking lot right next to you, I think.
Perfect. We'll find them.
Steve, before we let you go,
I'll tell them to look for the big red. Hey, send me a text to where you guys are, and I'll give it to my kids.
All right,
I
will.
Over and say hi.
Okay.
And Steve, before we let you guys go, where can this be found? This wonderful 4v4 volleyball thing, and what can and what's everything about this invitation that you're doing or this event that you're doing this weekend?
Yeah, you go to the website. We're doing it at Shawnee Mission Volleyball. So the website is smvb.com, and you can buy the tickets online. If you're just going to show up, you can buy the tickets there at the gate.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So they'll have a system, but it's smvb.com.
All right, fellas, take it easy. Take care and enjoy Sunday, guys.
All right, go Chiefs.
Okay, see you guys.
There's Georgia Steve. So
there it is.
They couldn't have gotten better weather for a volleyball
game. I mean, my God, it's going to be great out there. Perfect weather.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.